God's month. The 10th day of the blessed month of Ramadan is the anniversary of a sad day. On this day, the wife of Prophet of Islam, Hazrat Khadija, peace be upon her, passed away. Khadija was the noble lady who spent whatever she had in the way of Islam. She was the first woman who believed in the religion of her husband, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. In a ziyara, or standard form of salutation of the Prophet, we read, "Greetings to your wives, especially to the lady who confirmed the truth, that chaste and pure lady, the lofty Khadija." We extend our heartfelt condolences on this occasion of mourning and invite you to listen to a special program on Hazrat Khadija, peace be upon her. Hazrat Khadija, peace be upon her, was from among the nobility of the Quraysh tribe and belonged to a very reputable family. She was very insightful and broad-minded. The mother of the faithful was the richest lady in her tribe. Thus, her trade caravan would rival other caravans which went to Syria. In view of these unmatched traits and qualities, all men of Quraysh tribe wanted to marry her. But upon working with Muhammad Amin, or the trustworthy Muhammad, she found him quite different from other men and proposed marriage herself. Lady Khadija told the Prophet, "O Muhammad, I'm inclined to you due to your nobility, your trustworthiness, good tempers and honesty." After marriage with Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, she donated all her wealth, male and female slaves, to employ them as he wishes. This great lady lived a chaste life in the decadent society of that period, when superstition and ignorance dominated everywhere. She was the companion of the Prophet in hardship and at times of calamity. Lady Khadija, peace be upon her, during 25 years of marital life with Prophet Muhammad, rendered great services to Islam and the Prophet himself. The Egyptian researcher, Bent al-Shati, writes in one of her books, "Had any wife, except Khadija, have the talent to welcome her husband's historical invitation with strong faith and affection and love, upon his coming from Cave Hira, without any doubt on his truthfulness and that God wouldn't leave him alone? Could any lady, except Khadija, who lived in wealth, comfort and respect, overlook in full satisfaction the aristocratic life, ample possessions, esteem and riches to stand with her husband in the hardest moments of his life and help him in the calamities and problems which would occur on the way of materialization of the goal in which she believed? Never. It was only Khadija, and other women are not like her." Lady Khadija, peace be upon her, was so fond of truth that she sacrificed all her life for promotion of monotheism and the liberating call of Islam. She not only spent her social reputation and position to help the Prophet, but also did whatever she could to defend the nascent Islam. Khadija, peace be upon her, showed her greatest self-sacrifice during the economic siege of Muslims in the Abu Talib Valley, where the Prophet and Muslims were exposed to the cruelest embargo imposed by the Quraysh polytheists. In those tough conditions, she secured financial and food needs of Muslims to the end of her possessions. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, mentioned this reality several times after her death. Hazrat Khadija, peace be upon her, is one of the four best women in paradise who have been named by the Prophet. When the women of Quraysh left her at the time giving birth to her great daughter, Fatima, peace be upon her, God sent chaste ladies such as Asiya and Maryam to help her. This proved that God will not leave alone those who assist his religion. At a time when girls were considered as a stain for the family and were buried alive, Hazrat Khadija, peace be upon her, proved that a woman not only has the right to life, but she should also demand her definite rights. A woman can reach the status that the Prophet of Islam calls her among the four choicest of ladies of all times. Khadija reached the point that the Almighty several times sent her special greetings by Archangel Gabriel. The Prophet says, "On the night of Mi'raj, ascension to the heavens, while returning, Gabriel came to me. I asked him, 'O Gabriel, do you want anything?' He answered, 'My demand from you is to greet Khadija on behalf of me and God.' When the Prophet sent Gabriel's message, Khadija said, 'Indeed, Allah is Salam, all benign, and Salam, peace is from him, and to him returns Salam, or peace, and Salam, greetings to Gabriel.'" Lady Khadija, peace be upon her, became ill 3 years before Hijra, the Prophet's migration from Mecca to Medina. The Prophet told her, "O Khadija, do you know that Allah has made you my wife in paradise too?" Then he gave her the promise of rewards and lofty degrees in paradise as God's appreciation of her struggles in his way. According to a narration, this great lady passed away at the age of 65 on the 10th of the month of Ramadan, 10 years after the start of the Prophet's mission. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, performed ritual washing, or ghusl, and enshrouded her in the cloth that Gabriel had brought from paradise. Then the Prophet put her in the grave. He wept and prayed for her. The loss of Lady Khadija, peace be upon her, was one of the most heartrending incidents in the life of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. That's why he called the years as the year of sorrow, as he had lost his loyal uncle, Abu Talib, peace be upon him, shortly before his beloved wife, Khadija, peace be upon her. He would say on Khadija, "She helped me when everyone banished me." Hazrat Khadija was the mother of the unmatched pearl of the entire creation, Hazrat Fatima, peace be upon her. And Fatima was the mother of 11 infallible imams who succeeded the Prophet one after the other, and the last one waits Allah's permission to appear to establish peace, justice, and prosperity.